50, The Short Path. The basis of The Short Path is that we are always divine. It is with us already. It is no new thing. And we only have to try to recognize what is already there. To become conscious of consciousness detached from its productions, thoughts, is his task. The short path is the real way. All else is mere preparation of the equipment for it. For with it, he is no longer to direct his meditation upon the shortcomings and struggles of the personal self, but up to the overself, its presence and strength. For the consciousness of the real, the true, the beneficent and peaceful comes by its grace alone, and by this practice he attracts the visitation. The short path offers a swifter unfoldment of the intuitional consciousness. It is not so bound to the limitation of time as the long path is. It seeks to identify the man now with his higher self. The short path makes life considerably pleasanter because you are supposed to make a 180-degree turn, putting your past behind you, looking first on the bright side, the sunny side of your spiritual life. Very often, a glimpse is given which starts you off on the short path. To remember the overself devotedly, to think about it frequently and lovingly, is part of this practice. The short path offers the quickest way to the blessings of spiritual joy, truth, and strength. For since these things are present in the overself, and since the overself is present in all of us, each of us may claim them as his own by the direct declaration of his true identity. This simple act requires him to turn around, desert the dependence on personal self, and look to the original source whence flows his real life and being, his true providence and happiness. Disregarding all contrary ideas that the world outside thrusts upon him, disdaining the ego's emotions and desires concerning them, he prays without ceasing to that source. That is, he keeps himself concentrated within upon it until he can feel its liberating qualities and expand in its sunny glories.